Recently, I apologised to a pigeon. I was walking along Mornington Crescent when one sauntered in front of me. I moved to the left. It moved to the left with me. I awkwardly moved to the right. It followed me to the right. "Excuse me, I'm so sorry," I muttered, before stepping over it carefully. I say sorry a lot. I say thank you just as much. Sometimes I say thank you, sorry, after I ask a waiter for a glass of water. Other popular phrases in my lexicon of spineless people-pleasing are thanks for this, mostly meaning why did you email me this? A drink sounds fab, often translates as I don't want to go for a drink. Or would love to do this means I really don't want to do this, but the thought of telling you I don't want to do this and dealing with an uncomfortable feeling while I wait for your reply, then the low-level panic I will feel for days afterwards because I think you hate me, is way worse than actually doing the thing I don't want to do. In my 20s, my favourite method of self-torture, of which I had many, was imagining all the horrible things people were saying about me behind my back. I'd get myself all angry thinking about the specific insults specific people might say about me. I once told my therapist that I'd imagined a whole boardroom of people I didn't know slagging me off. "Whole boardrooms of people you don't know," she said. I think that's the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard.